has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It is the Thursday, June 27th live edition, and we are opening up hot again here this morning. I'm probably 75 to 80% invested. Now, I've been 100% for the last 7 or 8 months, and I cut back just a little bit when all of this, when the wind started to shift here on the market. I'm still not convinced that we're out of the woods yet with the danger, with the rip current that's been going through the market. You know, we may be seeing a little bit of window dressing here late as the quarter, will close tomorrow. So, keep a little powder on the sidelines. But as I say, I'm 80% invested right now. I found a couple yesterday that I just could not. I had a kind of a self-imposed buyer strike going on until the market smoothed out a little bit, but I couldn't resist yesterday. Picked up I bought 3 stocks yesterday. We have the Dow up 120 this morning. You know what? We'll take that. Anybody complaining out there? No, I don't hear any. All right, let's move on. The Dow is back up above 15,000, believe it or not. Just like that, we're at 15,030. The S&P is at 1614. It did break below that critical 1600 level, but it's now recovered, and it's at 1614 again. The NASDAQ is up 24 points here this morning. It's at 3400. The euro is at 1.30. The 10-year yield, I think I called the top late last week, early this week. I said, you've seen the top in interest rates for now. They're going to start coming down. That's exactly what they're doing. They're at 2.48. Gold continues to sink, although it's up $3 this morning to $12.32. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm also the portfolio manager here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm the guy that pulls the trigger on the buys and on the sells, and I did pull the trigger yesterday on 3 buys, one in my income accounts, a nice stock that's been yielding about 3.3% and looks really healthy right now. I think we're going to get some really good capital gains going forward out of the stock along with that 3.3% dividend. I also bought 2 aggressive growth stocks yesterday. I've been sending out tweets. If you look at my Twitter feed yesterday, you'll see the 2 stocks that I bought. My Twitter feed is on my app. The Best Stocks Now app, just go to the latest tweets, I think is what it says, the menu bar, and you'll see about 7 or 8 tweets that I sent out yesterday, including the 3 buys, 2 or 3 buys that I sent out tweets on yesterday. Or you could go to my website. If you don't have a smartphone, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. And I met with the guy yesterday, and we're moving forward full steam ahead on getting the app capabilities also on the PC. So you can have a big screen, or you can do it on your tower at home, and you can do the same kind of screening, and it's going to have a lot more capabilities, being able to manipulate the database, etc., on a bigger screen. But it's coming soon. To the big screen, the PC. We already have the app out on the Android device, any Android device, and of course any Apple device. Yesterday it was the number 6 app in the financial sector in the world. That's as tracked by the Apple Store. You know what? Listen, I may be biased. Okay, I'm biased. I don't think there's an app that even touches it. If there is, send me an email, bill@pwstreet.com. That's bill@pwstreet.com. You know, there was an app that came out recently called iBillionaire, and it told you what the billionaires were buying. That's completely worthless information. You can look up that yourself There's been a website out there for years called Guru Focus, and it tells us, I mean, they just go through the quarterly reports of these companies, of these Warren Buffetts of the world, and tell you what he bought or sold during the quarter. Does that help me? No. I tried Guru Focus for a while. Oh, over the years, I think I've subscribed to about every new, or I've tried every newsletter, I've tried every website, and I said, damn it, there's nothing out there that even comes close to what I want. So I invented it myself. I guess there's a lot of invention stories like that. And I didn't invent it for the public. I invented it for myself. I didn't want to see. I wanted to be prepared the next time a 2001 came along. I wanted to see the signs the next time a 2008 came along. And I invented it myself. I wanted to be able to look up. You know, I kind of had the idea, well, I sit there and watch baseball games. I don't know what is up with our stadium, but when a guy comes up to the plate, they're especially bad on pitchers. Never can I look at what the pitcher's ERA is. Now, in the Diamondback Stadium, Chase Field, which I've been to several times, they have stats, all kinds of stats on the scoreboard. I wanted just one place to where I could go, okay, this new pitcher's coming in. I want to see how many innings he's pitched. I want to see how many hits he's allowed. I want to see how many walks. What's his walk to strikeout ratio? I want to see his win-loss. I want to see his ERA. I want to know who the guy is. I want to get to know these players that I'm watching. Oh, I know a lot of them from over the years, but man, I'm telling you, there's a lot of new names. Yasiel Puig all of a sudden shows up in the Dodger lineup, right? And he's crushing home runs. And that's the same way with the stock market. You tell me, Ford. How has Ford done over the last 10 years? Do you know what its track record is? How has it performed against the S&P 500? How about the last 5 years? How has it done? How about the last 3 years? How about over the last 12 months? How's it done? How does it compare versus the 3,400 other stocks that it competes against? How does it compare within its own sector? How does it compare against Toyota and Honda and GM and its other competitors? How many times earnings do I have to pay for the stock? What are the shares worth right now? All in one place. That was my goal. And I said, I'm going to do it for myself. And I did it. And I liked it so much, I said, you know what? This is very useful, valuable information that you can't get anywhere else. And I made an app. It's called the Best Stocks Now app. And if I say so myself, it's the best app anywhere. Some people, I've told them to kiss my app. You know what? Try it. It's the Best Stocks Now app. It tries to keep you, it strives to keep you in the right sectors of the market. What has the app done? Has it helped me? It's kept me out of gold for over, well over a year. How has that benefited me? How has that benefited my clients? Tremendously. Gold is hitting $1,232. Remember when it was pushing up against 2,000? The app told me to get out of bonds 6 months ago, 7 months ago. Not to get out of bonds. To run. To flee the bond market. How valuable was that information? What benefits did I get from that information? Treasuries have taken a 12 to 13% drubbing so far. Muni bonds have taken an 8 to 10% drubbing so far. High yield bonds have been crushed. Corporate bonds have been crushed. Did the app help me? Did the app help my clients? Yes. Back in November of last year, things started getting really, really dicey. We had a fiscal cliff around the corner. A lot of people thought we were going to go right over the cliff, like the guy in the barrel in Niagara Falls, right? Right over the cliff with your portfolio. What did the app tell me? Stay in the market. Stay fully invested. Did that help me? Did that benefit me? The market is up over 20% since November. You better believe it helped me. The app told me that the best sectors are anything medical related. Healthcare. Pharmaceuticals, biotech, medical devices, medical instruments, anything healthcare, anything relating to hospitals or nursing homes or surgical centers. Why? Well, Obamacare kicks in 2014. 30 million new people going to be using those services, and the healthcare stocks continue to fly higher. Last year, well over 1 year ago, the app told me that the housing rebound was real. Why? I saw roofing stocks hitting new highs and showing up in my top 200. I saw asphalt stocks in my top. I saw plastic lumber. I saw lumber liquidators. The app is a very, very, very valuable tool. In fact, I would call it an invaluable tool. What is the app telling me today? June the 27th, 2013. When we come back, I'll let you in on it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, heard in many cities across America every morning. At this time, different times, different markets. I'm here in a little bit foggy San Diego, California. I can't see North Island. I can't see the aircraft carriers today. I can't see the jets taking off. See the building across the street. The building a little bit two blocks away. And then beyond that, it's just foggy here in San Diego. We do this show live every morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, you know, we have to deal with all the different time zones. We're heard from Florida to Hawaii. And we do the best we can. What I do is try to bring you the most salient, most topical, the most money-making, hopefully. I try my best. Try to point you in the right direction, opportunities, stuff that's right there, right now. You're not going to hear Boeing, well, once in a while. I mean, you're not going to hear Cisco. You're not going to hear Bank of America. You're not going to hear Home Depot. Well, yeah, I did own Home Depot. You're not going to hear Walmart. That's what, leave that to the financial channels. We're a little bit stealth here. You know, here in San Diego, we have some stealth battleships. Boy, are they cool looking. If I was still 13 years old, in fact, even at this age, I'd still like to have a little model. Build a model. Do you ever use the airplane glue? Oh boy, now we know why we like building models so much. That airplane glue went right up into our brain and woo, flying high, making those airplanes, right, at home. Well, you know what? I never was very good. I got the glue all over my hands, all over the desk. The model looked crappy. My friends could make really nice models that had clean lines, and they were just really cool. These stealth battleships, man, are they cool. Why are they stealth? Because they're undetectable. They're under the radar. They're under the surface. I call my app the detector. It's the stock detector. It's the detective. It ferrets out and finds these stocks that can't hide from us. I just give you some examples. You know, listen, I'm not an expert. I didn't go to MIT medical school. I don't know if they have a medical school. I think they do, but there's some famous medical schools, UCLA out here on the West Coast, and we've got UCSD and medical schools, and they know all of these medical terms. Several months ago, the app was pointing to a stock. Psst, psst, over here. Look at this stock over here. I never heard of the stock, right? Agerian Pharmaceuticals did a little work on it, did a little research. There had been a few stories written up on it. I did learn that the stock had a drug. I couldn't pronounce the name. For a disease, very rare disease, couldn't pronounce the name. But what I did understand from the article is that the drug costs $250,000 per year. That's a quarter of $1 million per patient. And I found out how many patients they were treating. And that insurance was picking up the tab. That I understood. I also understand a stock chart. I could see the interest building in this thing. I could also understand that the stock was ranked number one out of 3,400 in my system. And lo and behold, you know, we made a pretty big purchase in it. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, you know, the news came out. Somebody knew something. I didn't know anything. I just knew what I saw and what my app was telling me and what the little bit of research that I did was telling me. And it became a huge, huge winner. We did the same thing with Regeneron last year. I don't know that much about macular degeneration. I called my sister back in Florida who's worked with old people, older folks, you know, all of her life as a physical therapist. And she said, you know what, Bill? Macular degeneration is the cause of more people having to go to nursing homes. She says, if there's somebody that has any kind of help or drug for macular degeneration, that's a big thing. We made a ton of money in Regeneron. We've made a ton of money in Gilead Sciences. The app pointed us in that area. The app was pointing to another stock here a couple weeks ago called Raptor Pharmaceutical, RPTP. I had never heard of the stock other than it was in my database. I didn't buy it, but I was tempted. I see yesterday there was big news on it. It was up 27%. So, you know what? It's the stock detective for me. It helps ferret out. It's my boots on the ground out there searching all the crevasses of America for the best companies on the frontier out there. And generally speaking, it's not IBM. It's not General Electric. It's not Caterpillar. It's not Cisco. It's not Microsoft. It's not stocks of yesteryear. And you say to yourself, I wish I would have found those stocks back then before they became $100 billion companies. Well, I wish I would have had my app back then, because I might have just found some of those stocks for you before they became $100 billion stocks. Instead, I'm doing it for you today. I'm looking for stocks. I'm scouring the universe. I'm currently up to 3,400 that I track on a daily basis, and I'm adding several every single week. People tell me about stocks that they know that aren't in the database. I read through the news wires every day on news on every single company that's producing news. And if I see a stock that I don't have in the database, I add it to the database. So let me just give you an example here. This is not the next drug discovery stock. This is a different type of an animal. This is a yield stock. Where do you go for yield nowadays? I would not go to the bond market. I've been warning about the bond market, just as Custer's Indian scouts warned him about those Indians and how big their little settlement was and how dangerous they were. He didn't listen. I warned you about the bond market. The bond market got absolutely massacred. And had you heeded my warnings, you would have been safely on the sidelines, out of the bond market. So where do you go for income? Well, one of the areas have been these master limited partnerships. We're going to go to the Woodlands, Texas, to a little company called Western Gas Partners. It's an MLP. It's $6.8 billion in market capitalization. This is for income, older, retired, income-seeking investors who would also appreciate a little capital appreciation along the way. Well, over the last 5 years, this stock has done exactly that. It's provided a total return of 38% per year. Over the last 3 years, 50% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 57%. Now, there's no guarantee that it's going to continue to do that in the future, obviously. But it has the characteristics that I like in a stock. Number one, it has performance. Just prove that with the numbers. Number two, I believe it still has a decent value. And even though it's not dirt cheap, you're getting a 3.7% yield. And it's still, you know, trading at, it's trading at 30 times forward earnings right now. But it's also growing. Lastly, the stock chart, it broke out to a new high yesterday. It's a stock that I own here in my income accounts. WES, W-E-S, not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now in today's market. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And as usual, this week, and I'll be producing my weekly newsletter, which has four model portfolios. One is for aggressive investors. It's done very well so far this year. It currently is probably about 80% invested. I have an income portfolio. We just gave an example of one of the stocks from that income portfolio, a stock that's yielding about 3.7%, but over the years has given investors on top of their dividend yield some very, very hefty capital gains. No guarantees going forward, but it currently meets the criteria of performance, value, and a healthy stock chart. I have a conservative growth portfolio. You know, there's folks that aren't comfortable with ISIS Pharmaceutical, a biotech on the cutting edge of cholesterol research. They would rather stay with the larger and mid caps. And for that reason, I find the very best conservative, which the pickings are kind of slim, I have to be honest with you right now. That portfolio is currently in about 50% cash position, although it's been fully invested during the 7 or 8 month run we've had in the market. And lastly, I have a mutual fund portfolio for you 401k folks, because that, generally speaking, is what you're limited to at work. What we strive to do is prevent the 38% drops in your portfolio that we experienced in the market back in 2008, and the 50 or 60% drops that were experienced by many back in the market in 2000-2001. We're very, very vigilant. But I'm not an all-in or all-out kind of guy. It's either, I manage my individual stocks in my portfolio. There's always going to be a top 100, a top 200. Recently, we had 400 stocks that made the grade of A- or better. Those are the only stocks that I'll consider out of 3,400. They have to possess those characteristics of valuation, of performance, and a good, healthy stock chart. And right now, there's about 185 stocks that meet that criteria. You can see how narrow the universe has become. And when it gets that narrow, I become very, very cautious. And for that reason, 4 weeks ago, I put up a yellow flag in my newsletter saying to be careful, to start locking in a few profits. And I think those that did are probably happy that they did, because a lot of stocks have peeled over since then. Now they're starting to find their sea legs again, and they're starting to recover. So we'll be on the lookout. Maybe we'll be getting back into some of those stocks now that they've corrected and now that they've become cheaper. I'm on the lookout every single day, 7-8 hours a day, with all my stealth instruments, my stealth finding instruments that I have here at Gunderson Capital Management. But in the end, it's my eyeballs looking at charts that I've been pointed in that direction to look at the chart by the app. And in the end, the final arbiter is how the stock looks technically. Really, that's really, really important. Why is it important? Because it told you when Apple was rolling over at 705 and headed to 400. That just didn't happen overnight. That took months to happen. So you had plenty of warning to get out of the stock, Apple, and sell it. I have not been back in it since 637. Right now, Apple is in a sideways base. I do not like buying stocks in sideways bases. I wait for them to break out to the upside. Apple is not even close to doing that. For that reason, I wrote an article earlier this week continuing to call Apple dead money. I'm the guy that was on CNBC back in February calling Apple dead money. I'm the one who repeated that call in March, in April, in May, in June. And as recently as Monday, I believe that was on MarketWatch. Yeah, MarketWatch wrote an article. Instead of buying Apple, here's a stock that has the same characteristics that Apple had several years ago when I did buy it in the 350 area. Here's a stock today that has valuation, it has performance, it has a healthy stock chart, and it's one that I own just like I owned Apple a couple of years ago. And it was a little known stock. I'll bet the average guy that read that article knew Apple. Obviously, everybody knows Apple. But I bet he didn't know about the little stock that I wrote about that was showing up on my radar here on my Best Stocks Now app. You know, I remember probably 13, 14, 15 months ago, Apple was in my top 10 of the stocks that I rank for months. And that's why I owned the stock. When it started to fall from grace, when it fell out of the top 200, that's the time I sold it. What's in the top 200 today? The market rotates. The market is cyclical. It goes round and round. The asset classes rotate. Remember when commodities were red hot? Now they're the worst things you can own. Remember when emerging markets were the hottest thing you could own? Now they're the worst thing you could own. Remember when the bond market was at the top of the heap? Now it's at the bottom of the heap. If you're not rolling a little bit with the market, instead, if you're sitting in an asset allocation model, well, I mean, those bad sectors are dragging down your good sectors. Why not be focused on the good sectors? I don't know. That just makes common sense to me. But there's an awful lot of asset allocators out there, and they've had their heads handed to them on a platter here because the bond portion of their portfolio, especially for older folks in their 60s and 70s, who are 60 to 70% invested in the bond market, just got whacked in the bond market. For that reason, I wrote an article for thestreet.com, and it was on Seeking Alpha, and it went elsewhere, an argument against asset allocation. And I gave the example of all the warnings that were out there about the bond market. But my asset allocation says I should be 70% in bonds, and that's what it says, and that's where I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay the course. Well, that's what your broker tells you. That's what your financial advisor tells you. That's all I can say is, was that good advice? Only you can determine that. You know, Donald Trump, I know what he would do. Hey, financial advisor down there at the end of the table that kept that old lady in bonds and she just got whacked, her portfolio got whacked, you're fired. Hey, financial advisor over here, who didn't see what was coming in China and the emerging markets, and you kept your client heavily weighted in that area, you're fired too. And over here, the guy that said, oh no, inflation is rearing its ugly head, which it will at some point in time, but you don't want to invest in that theory too early, do you? That's like investing in the fuel cell stocks way early in the game. Oh, someday cars are going to run on water. Maybe they will, but investing in the fuel cell stocks several years ago has led to a complete annihilation of your money. So the guy who recommended that you put 80% of your portfolio in gold and silver and commodities to protect yourself from inflation, he's fired too. You have to kind of roll with the punches and go where the action is. Where's the action now? The action remains in the equities market, in the stock market, more particularly. Let's narrow it down even further. Domestic stocks. I have no exposure to China or to Latin America or to other emerging markets. I own American stocks right now. They're not always the best place to be. Sometimes it's better to be invested in Brazil. Sometimes it's better to be vacationing in Brazil, like 2008, right? That's the year when treasuries were the best place to be. And AutoZone was the best place to be. And the pawn shops were the best place. And the gun stocks were the best place to be. What are some of the best places to be right now? I still continue to pound my fist on the healthcare and medical sector. Here's an example of a company that's flying high right now in today's economy. Centene. I never heard of Centene. I've heard of Johnson & Johnson. I've heard of Merck. I've heard of United Healthcare. Tell us, Gunderson, what is a Centene? Well, it's a company that provides managed healthcare services through government subsidized programs. Do you think the government's out there subsidizing any programs in today's world? It's a company headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, which is also the home to another famous company, Scottrade, which is where I hold all my accounts. They are the custodian of my accounts. I love working with Scottrade. I found them many years ago, and one of their first advisors to ever come on board there. And as far as I know, I'm one of their biggest advisors at Scottrade. They, you know, have been very good to me. When we come back, I'll tell you why Centene right now is a best stock now, CNC. Not a recommendation. It's going to be an example. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites. A teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now, or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com, or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. but Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment. Boy, this is a fast-moving hour of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The bottom line is this. Stocks are still the best place to be. What are your alternatives? Gold? Gold's hitting a new low. I never buy assets, classes. I never buy sectors. I never buy stocks or commodities that are in downtrends. You see what didn't happen to you, right? Well, you could put your money in the bond market right now. No thanks. You could put your money in real estate. You know, I don't have a problem with that. If you're a real estate person, you know, you just have to take the downside of real estate. You can't sell it right away. It's not liquid. Not like you can go to your computer, click a button, and you're out of that lot up in Gig Harbor, Washington, or wherever, right? Stocks, you can be out of in 30 seconds. Okay, I'm moving on. You can lock in a profit. Boy, I remember when my home was way up. It had doubled from where I bought it. I wish I could have went on Scottrade for $7, sold it. And you know what? Could have locked in a huge profit. Because 2 years later, all that profit was gone. It's not real liquid, is it? And it cost a lot to buy. There's some heavy commissions involved in buying and selling a home. Anyways, the stock market, at least for now. Now, there are times when gold is the best place to be. That's the times when the bond market is the best place to be. But this is now. We have the what did George Allen used to say, the great old coach of the Washington Redskins? The future is now. We need to be making money now. I've heard so many people say, yeah, but I bought this stock for the long haul. It's down 53% since you bought it. Yeah, but I've bought it for the long. The future is now. The future is every single day. I look at my stocks every single day. I've heard so many people. I heard a guy tell me about a stock that he rode down from 15 down to 5. Well, he says it'll come back eventually. Yeah, but you're talking like a decade. You should have sold it when it started to roll over. When it first started showing any signs of weakness, kind of like Apple would be a good example. And you should have ran at that point. And you should have moved in a different direction. But now that you didn't, you're stuck in it. What's the best thing to do? It's still the best thing to do to sell it and to move on and get into something that's going up, that is behaving well in this environment. Something like a Centene, not a recommendation, an example of a stock that's a best stock now. It's a company that's headquartered again. Let's see, where were they headquartered? St. Louis, Missouri. It possesses performance. It's done 23% per year over the last 5 years. The market's only done 4.6 over the last 3 years. 30% a year. It's doubled the returns of the market. It's up another 63% in the last 12 months. It gets a performance grade of A-. No guarantees that it will continue at that clip in the future, but that's its batting average right now. That's the track record that the company has established, that the management of the company has established. And they're entering into a favorable period of time where healthcare stocks are continuing to benefit from the environment that we're in today. Whether we like the environment or whether we don't like the environment, we're in the business of making money from the environment that we're in. As far as valuation goes, it's a stock that's trading at 14 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 19% per year over the next 5 years. That means that it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. That means that it has a PEG ratio of 0.71. That means that I have a valuation of $96 on the stock and it's currently trading at 51. That's a 5-year target price that I set. It passes the valuation test. It passes the performance test. The last test is the visual test. As those C's chocolates come down the line, we're looking for ones that the squigglies don't look right on. We're looking for the ones that are deformed or don't look right. We're culling the ones so that when we put them in that portfolio of ours, we only have the best of the best. The chart to me looks just fine. It's in a nice, healthy uptrend. It looks like it's getting ready to break out to new highs. I don't like sideways trends. I don't like downtrends. I like healthy uptrends, and I particularly like stocks that are breaking out and hopefully beginning new uptrends. Having said all that, there's no guarantees. I believe in diversifying a portfolio. I generally own about 30 stocks in a portfolio. Centene is ranked number 117 out of 3402. It's graded A- right now in the Best Stocks Now app. Okay, I want to talk to Craig Brock. It's been a very tumultuous week, but you know what? Earlier in the week, I told Craig, you've seen a top in interest rates. What did we finally get to, about 2.65?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think we had a 2.66, an even number there. News out of Newport Beach this morning, though, Bill Gross says that it's not a scenario where we want to panic by any means, that yields have spiked too much.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we've already come down about a quarter of a percent, right, in the last few days?
Yeah, we've had a nice pullback, so this is what we needed, just what the doctor ordered. We have a couple of other people talking. Jeffrey Gundlach can't believe that we got over 2.55. But, you know, we have a reversal. This is very much needed, and I think we'll see this continue on this pace. We had some news out of Jeffrey Lackert. But, you know, that 1.8% GDP, that's anemic. I think that's going to be the game changer here.
Yeah, I would have to say that that was the one that sent the market soaring again, was that GDP print of 1.8. How can the Fed pull the punch bowl when the economy is shrinking once again rather than growing once again?
And, they can't.
No, but we are still getting some pretty hot numbers from existing home sales, pending home sales, new housing starts. I guess that's the area that they seem to be worried about the most right now.
Well, absolutely, that is the case. And if you heard Jim Cramer, he's starting to question this move in real estate. And we have had a big move in rates, and it certainly will start to affect people. But if you take advantage of a 7-1 ARM, you can qualify for more home. They're not the old scary instruments that your father might have had.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I'm a big believer in those because, you know, for the first several years, it helps your cash flow. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
Anytime, any day, 855-900-3279 or CraigBrockMortgage.com.
All right, Craig. Thanks for coming on and giving us insights that you do every day on the mortgage markets and then the lending markets and the housing. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm 855-611-BEST or I'm PWStreet.com.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.